Danger. Amen. spirit before the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. God chooses, and God chooses to use us to accomplish His purposes. We must avoid the temptation to think that we deserve the blessings of God. We must avoid the temptation, amen, to think that we are righteous in the sight of the Lord. Amen, because the Bible says all unrighteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen, we're not going to impress God, even with our wisdom. You're not going to impress God with your knowledge. You're not going to impress God, amen, with your might. You're not going to impress God, amen, by your holiness. You're not going to impress God with your talents or abilities. Amen. God, amen, made you out of the dust of the ground. Amen. You're not, amen, but a vessel in the hand of God. And God can use you for His glory. And God can use you for His honor if you're willing to yield yourself into His hands. Amen. God, amen, desires to be a blessing to all men. Hallelujah. We cannot accomplish anything, amen, of any consequence, anything of any lasting value by our own personal power or ability. We need to keep ourselves focused upon God and His wonderful grace. Amen. When the children of Israel begin to focus on their problems, amen, they begin to tremble. Amen, they begin to question the promises of God. Amen, I don't care how great the promises are. If you get your eyes off of the Lord and get your eyes on the obstacles, amen, you will discourage yourself. When you go up to the line of scrimmage, you don't look at the old boy that's standing in front of you. You just dig in. Amen. You just prepare yourself in the best way you can. Amen. If you don't, you're going to get run over. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't look at the obstacle. But the children of Israel looked at the great Red Sea. They looked at the chariots of the land. They looked at the giants that were in the land. And they said, we were grasshoppers in their eyes and in our own eyes. They would never look at the outward appearance. Never examine the problem and try to work out a solution. If Moses had looked carefully at the problem, amen, he would have never, amen, found a solution. There was an ocean in front of him called the Red Sea. There was a mountain on the right. There was a mountain on the left. And there was Pharaoh's army, amen, behind him. He couldn't go back. He couldn't go forward. He couldn't go to the left. And he couldn't go to the right. There was no human, amen, avenue of escape. Amen. I want you to know, when you're boxed in on every side, and there doesn't appear to be any answer, amen, that is within your ability to retrieve, amen, that's when God, amen, is best at showing forth His power and His glory and His great might. And the Bible says that God said to Moses, I want you to lift up your rod over the Red Sea, because you're not alone, Moses. I am going with you. I'm going to take you to the promised land. Travis in the spirit room. Amen. He had to put his own, amen, desire, his own will, had to be involved in working through the Spirit of God. And when it was all finished, and the enemy lay, amen, in defeat, the Bible says that Samson, amen, began to grow weary. And he began to even question whether or not, amen, that he was going to survive. What an amazing young people, amen, after great victories are accomplished, and they have given themselves wholly under the battle, that they become so easily discouraged. You better be careful, amen, when God calls you. You better be careful when you surrender, amen, to the call of God. You better be careful when you get involved in the work of the Lord. Amen. And you begin to work for God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, because you just might get burned. I've heard of Sunday school teachers that got burned out. I've heard of Sunday school superintendents that got burned out. I've heard of ladies auxiliary leaders that got burned out. I've heard of pastors that got burned out. I've heard of evangelists that got burned out. Amen. There's none of us that are exempt from burnout. Amen. When God is using you, and God is anointing you, and God is blessing you, you are most vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. Amen. Amen. If the devil can get the chiefs, the Indians, amen, will be taken care of. Amen. Now, they knew they could take down the chief, the Indians, and scatter. What did Jesus say about the shepherd? Smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Amen. That the devil knows, amen, where to strike. Amen. So after every victory, after every achievement, after every accomplishment, when the Spirit of the Lord has come upon you, and God is blessing your life, and God is blessing your family, and God is blessing you on your job, and everything seems to be going well, amen, and you just don't know what to do with all that the God of heaven is doing for you, you better be careful, amen, lest you forget where the blessing comes from. Amen? Because every good gift comes from the Father of lights. Amen. Amen. Every good thing comes from above. Amen. It is necessary that our dependence be upon God and the power of His Spirit. Amen. When Samson was physically and emotionally exhausted, his faith began to talk. Oh, when you've been in the battle, when you have been on the front lines, amen, you better beware, amen, of lingering too long, amen, in the recliner, amen, of comfort. You better be careful in staying on top of the palace too long. Amen, it was after David returned home from the fight, amen, that the devil found a way, amen, to tempt him and to bring him down. It was after a great victory. Hallelujah. Nothing brings, amen, opposition, amen, like the blessings of God. Nothing will bring trouble into your life, amen, like following the will of God. Amen. Amen. Some of you, it took you a while, amen, to step out on faith, but you finally did. Amen. Instead of things are getting easier, they just got a little bit harder. You know why? Because the devil, amen, is out to stop the church. The devil is out to resist the kingdom of God. But don't you give up the fight. Don't you, amen, ever doubt, amen, that God is with you. That God didn't call you out to Thomas. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord and give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. When you become exhausted. Amen. When you become, amen, completely drained of spirit, drained of stamina, drained of everything that has to do with the power of God. Amen. Just wait on the Lord. Amen. Trust in Him. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As a man of wings as eagles. Amen. They shall run and not faint. The running not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Teach us, Lord. Even though he had just experienced a great personal victory. Amen. It's amazing, though. In spite of all of his thoughts that God do sense. When we read the story of his life, and his life is a story of this woman and that woman and another woman. That women seem to be the downfall of Samson. It started with a woman of Tekoa, and it ended with a harlot by the name of Delilah. But Samson had flaws. Samson had weaknesses. And one of Samson's greatest weaknesses is that he liked to get even. Before his first marriage, Samson posed a riddle. And he made a little wager. A little bet. To see if anybody could find the answer to the riddle. But Samson felt confident within himself. But nobody would ever know. But no one would ever find out. But he confided. He confided in his lovely friend to me. It wasn't long before his enemies knew the answer to the riddle. That's what the marriage feast of 7 days of feasting. Amen. Samson challenged them to tell him the riddle. And they brought him the answer. The answer was that the strength was a lion. And the sweetness that came out of that beast was winning. Because Samson had slain a lion on the way. Amen. To his wedding. And on the way back to his home, he had found the carcass of that lion. Amen. And he had found that the bees had caused a hive in that lion. And he found him. And he took the wound out of the dead body. That hands were out of the tooth of that body. He violated every vow that the body put upon him except because of his will. Finally, gave into that. You better be careful about compromising your convictions. You better be careful, amen, of disregarding the statutes and the commandments of the Lord. Because when you're willing to lay down one commandment, it's easy to lay down another and another and another. God didn't withdraw his spirit from Samson, amen, because of the things that he did. But in spite of the things that he did, God still used him and really moved upon him, amen, to do exploits in the name of the Lord. When it was after a great testimony of defeating the Philistines, after losing the debt that he had made, he got angry to pay the debt, to pay off the wage. He went out and killed 30 men and robbed them and paid off the wage. And they got mad at Samson, and so they went and they burned down the house that his father-in-law lived in and his wife, amen, and so they died. And so Samson got mad at that, and he went and he caught 300 foxes, and he tied their tails together, and he set them on fire and let them loose in the field. you know this playback business can just be... And if Samson lived by a philosophy, he said, I only did to them what they did to me. Samson sought revenge. He had many thoughts. Amen. He always made him stop the glory. He did not the truth. He made him amen. And he all up in the Lord. God came down. And David, a great person, did not the truth. He put the truth into the stand and stand. And his faith turned into peace. How don't you know fear and faith are Chinese words? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound. Amen. If you're going to live in faith, you cannot live in faith. Because fear is the exact opposite of faith. The Bible says, amen, that perfect love casteth out fear. Amen. And so if to know that God loves us, to know that God is on our side, amen, is to have faith in the goodness of God. I believe that God loves me. I believe that God cares for me. I believe that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So why should I be? Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? When his faith turned into fear that he would die first. He was thirsty. He was felt destitute and alone. And then he feared that the Philistines would return. And they would fall upon him in his weakened condition. And they would kill him. Amen. After all, amen. Trying to live by the philosophy is doing to others before they do it to him. You believe in him. And he has done things, amen, to create enemies. You know, sometimes, amen, we bring a lot of trouble on ourselves, amen, by the actions we do. Samson lived recklessly. Even though the anointing of God was upon him. Even though God wanted to use him to bring deliverance, amen, to the children of Israel, amen, he allowed his recklessness, amen, to bring dishonor to the name of the throne. Amen. Samson, we've already said that he sought to be against his enemies. And he twisted in his own because of it. Not in love, in spite of it, but because of the anointing, amen, Samson began to trust in himself. There's a danger with God, amen, uses us. And God empowers us. Amen. And God brings glory to his name through us. Amen. That we should begin to trust in our own strength because of him. Because of the anointing, Samson was stronger than any other man. Because of the anointing, Samson took the jawbone of an ass and slew 1,000 Philistines. Because of the anointing, Samson broke the bands, amen, of the new robe as if they had been burned with fire. Amen. Because of the anointing of the Lord. If we're not careful, we will become lifted out in ourselves because of the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? Amen. God did not give you the Holy Ghost. God did not, amen, put his spirit upon you. God did not, amen, choose you, amen, amen, to bring deliverance, that you should be lifted up, that you should you're giving God. Amen. His due. Amen. If you're not robbing God and you're not withholding from God, amen, what God is, I want you to know God is worthy. Amen. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of worship. He's worthy, amen, of our worship. He's worthy of our substance. He's worthy, amen, of the tenth of our increase. He's worthy of our first fruits. He's worthy of his praise and honor. If we withhold from God, amen, that that is due his name, amen, that we might be afraid, ought to be afraid of what commandments to do. Amen, but if you're a child of God, amen, and if you're honoring God, amen, if you're honoring God with worship, if you're honoring God, amen, with praise, if you're honoring God with the verses, amen, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Amen, God will satisfy the thirsty soul. God will satisfy, amen, bread on your table if you'll put God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness for all these things. Most of us concerned about the sin. Amen. Because Samson wanted what Samson got. Samson, amen, did not withhold any good thing from Samson. If Samson desired a damsel, he went after her. If Samson desired to indulge his appetite, he indulged his appetite, even if he had to eat out of a dead carcass. He wasn't particular where he got his goodies. Amen, because Samson was born by his own success. Success can blind an individual so that they cannot see, amen, the shortcomings. Success can blind an individual where they cannot see, amen, their faults and their pains. I want you to know, no matter who you are, whether you're a pastor, an evangelist, a Sunday school teacher, a prayer warrior, amen, whatever you are in the kingdom of God, amen, God uses you not because of your righteousness, but in spite of your unrighteousness. That God uses us in spite of our wrath, in spite of our faults, in spite of our weakness. That God uses us for glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ. He may praise the Lord. Even I'm glad that God doesn't just use the word. I'm glad that God doesn't just use the worthy, but God uses the unworthy. Something trusted in his own strength that God could not. But he failed to give God the glory for his own strength. Everything we do, everything, amen, to which there is any virtue, it's because of the glory of God. It's because of the grace of God. It's because of the Spirit of God. Amen. Every good thing you have is a gift from God. Amen. You have it because God gave it to you. Amen. You're blessed because God blessed you. Amen. You're anointed because God anointed you. Amen. You use your talent because God gave you that talent. Amen. And so if God gave it to you, why should you boast? Because it belongs to God. Then you say, praise the Lord. Oh, we need the glory of the Lord. We need the glory in his power. We need the glory in his majesty. We need the glory in the God that's able to save. Amen. By his own right alone. Amen. All the glory. Only for his own strength. The people who turn to God as long as they can get along without God, they don't call on God. Amen. He only called upon God for his own strength. I want you to know that we need to walk unless he's holding my hand. Amen. I can't do anything without God. Amen. There's no good thing in me, but everything that I do, I want to be because the God that is in me doeth the work for his own glory and for his own glory. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Samson behaved himself recklessly in spite of his ability. He failed to reach the potential to which he had been called because he lacked self-discipline. I want you to know, child of God, amen, if you have an anointing upon your life, if God has called you out to be a witness for his name, amen, you need to learn to discipline yourself. You need to restrain yourself. Brother Wilson preached a great message Wednesday night about bearing a cross. If you cannot bear your cross for Jesus, you're not worthy to follow him. If you are not willing to sacrifice and to die to your flesh and say, no flesh now. Amen. But we need to restrain our tongue sometimes. Amen. When the flesh wants to speak, and we know that it's not, amen, according to the will of God for us to speak, amen, we need to learn, amen, to bite our tongue and not speak. Amen. If you can't speak without an offense, amen, put a muzzle on your mouth. Amen, because it is better for you, amen, that a millstone was tied around your neck and you cast it in the sea than to a field that will be full of it. And then Jesus said, woe to them by whom offense is done. Amen, we need to restrain ourselves. Samson did not restrain himself. But anything Samson desired to do, if Samson felt like it, he did. Whether it pleased the Lord or didn't please the Lord. Then I will please the Lord. I don't want to just have an anointing. Samson had an anointing. Amen, but he used it recklessly. Think about it. He was reckless with the anointing of God. Innocent people died because of his recklessness. We can be guilty of condemning people to hell by our recklessness, by the offenses that we put in their path. But putting stumbling stones before people that are seeking after an answer in their life. Oh, God, help us. Samson cried out to God in his moment of despair, when all strength was gone. And the Bible says that God prepared a hard place at Lehi. Now, in the King James Version, it says he prepared a hollow in the jawbone. The original manuscript says Lehi. Lehi was both a place and a jawbone. Now, I always thought that he picked up the jawbone and the water came out of that jawbone and he drank down the jawbone. But if that be the case, and you're welcome to believe that if you want to, but this book of Judges is written hundreds of years after the fact, said that water was still flowing. Amen. After hundreds of years, it was still flowing.
Amen, then learn to lean on the Lord.